our guy, Jay Williams. He's been with us this long, and it's time to go to the promised land. ESPN Nuggets analyst Jay Williams, courtesy of Elite Sportsbook. Jay!
Boys, are we ready? Are we ready for the NBA Finals? We're here.
My man Orlando Franklin is on with us here today, Jay. And are we ready?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, man, I was just down there. I've been down there all weekend. It's all fancy-like, you know what I mean, with the signs and the gear and the trucks and the tents. And you get the vibe, Jay. You get that NBA's Finals vibe, my man. It's awesome.
I mean, D-Mac, I got to tell you, watching the Miami Heat, it's what incredible stories on both ends. And I will say this, you know, a lot of people in the media really wanted Lakers and Celtics because they feel like that would have been more watched. I'm over here saying, well, these two teams are the most deserving. Like, they have gone through, we always talk about, like, you know, pelts on the wall. Like, Denver has the pelts of, like, literally, like, Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Those are pretty damn good pelts to have on the wall, looking to hang up one more. And same with Miami. Like, the pelts they have, obviously, of Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks and the New York Knicks and also the Boston Celtics. So I truly believe that we have the two best teams, the two most deserving teams in the NBA Finals. And this is what you can ask for. This is all you want. This is the moment that greatness is made out of.
Jay, you got a basketball background. You know, I played football all my life, so I'm not even going to try to break this down to the listeners. What I see when I watch the Miami Heat is they heavily rely on that 2-3 zone when their back's up against the wall or where they need to go make a play or they're trying to neutralize a player offensively. How do you see this thing playing out when they go to that 2-3 zone for the Denver Nuggets, and how do the Nuggets attack it?
Well, first off, it's like an amoeba zone, right? So it extends three-quarters length of the court. The first two guards extend out. The other three guards that play in the middle row, you typically see them flare out to cover more length within the court. So it gives you a variety of different looks. One of the things I was kind of disappointed at Boston for not doing is find a way to put Jason Tatum in the middle of the zone. And the person that can combat this whole thing is Jokic because he's such a gifted passer. So I'm not sure you will see Miami play as much zone. Because there's also zone busters, right? KCP can shoot the crap out of the ball. You got, you know, Jamal Murray that can shoot the lights out of the ball. You have shooters on the perimeter. So I think you might see them give you higher doses of man-to-man. They'll try to change it up and hope that they can throw them off rhythm. But Jokic catching the ball in the middle of the zone as a decision-maker is the best-case scenario for the Denver Nuggets because he's such an elite passer. He also has the ability to shoot the mid-range jumper. But he's also a really good ball faker, right? He gives ball fakes that gets the defense to shift from side to side. So if you think that may work against Miami if they try to play zone, I think you may see Miami try to muck it up with some junk defenses, some triangle on two, some box and ones, some things that kind of throw the Denver Nuggets off their easiness and put them on their heels offensively.
How bad was that basketball game yesterday?
For Boston?
I don't know, man. All right, for Boston. I mean, okay. It felt like just a bad game.
Well, D-Mac, that's what they do. So, look, I said this at the beginning of the playoffs. Miami's greatest strength is to lure you into playing an ugly style of basketball. Can you win ugly? Right? Like, Miami, they win ugly every single night. There's a consistent habit of winning in the trenches. Whereas Boston, you could tell, like, they were missing that piece. You could tell that the Knicks, as much as they tried it, Miami was a better version. So, you know, that zone lured Boston into shooting 77 threes in their last two games.
Mm.
Right? It takes you away from dominating you on the boards and punishing you on the block. So if I'm Michael Malone, I'm telling my team, hey, just because this shot is there, if it's in rhythm, fine, take it. But don't forget to attack. Right? The more you can attack, the better off you'll be because it'll force the defense to collapse. And when you can force the defense to collapse, that's when you have them at your mercy.
I'm just looking at the matchup, though, Jay and O from that game. And, I mean, if you look at the numbers, the rebounds are the same, the assists are the same. The thing that's not the same is three-point shooting. I mean, it's kind of as simple as that. And the Nuggets are a great three-point shooting team. I mean, Boston's 9 of 42. Hey, man, and let me tell you, what happens with the Nuggets if they're not hitting their threes? They're quick, Jay, quick to take the ball to the hoop, right? They don't need to be reminded twice. I've seen it a million times this year. Boston just, aside from our guy, Derek White, I mean, what do? They just stood around doing the same bad stuff.
Exactly. I mean, they were an undisciplined team. And I will tell you also for Denver, like, Denver is like no other team that Miami has faced in the playoffs. Aaron Gordon is a completely different size, strength, and length type of defender that Jimmy Butler has not seen for a while. So, like, think about the list of Jrue Holiday, great defender, right? But smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Butler can be physical with him, can punish him to get to his spots on the floor. Next series, Josh Hart, strong, but not as big nor as strong as Aaron Gordon. Even in this series, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, they switched everything. So I think the way Michael Malone schemes for Jimmy Butler is going to be pivotal, right? You want to force him towards one location, always funnel him into help, but he's not going to be able to get those shots off as long as Aaron Gordon remains disciplined. Him and KCP have to remain disciplined, but there's a chance for them to really knock them off his comfort level by utilizing that size and that height. And let's be honest, as much as Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, Kyle Lowry, these guys are good, he is the heartbeat. Mm-hmm. If you take the heartbeat away, they will struggle. And that's what Denver needs to do.
Jay, real quick, I want to talk about two things, tempo and length. You know, yesterday I'm watching that game, and for large parts, I'm watching Boston and Miami. Yeah, it wasn't a great game shooting-wise for both teams, but I'm watching both teams kind of rev it up and just kind of run up and down that court. So when you look at that, being that the Miami Heat, this basketball team's a shorter team, Bam being the biggest guy out there at 6'9", do you think that the length of that basketball team plays better for the tempo that they're trying to play out there? And do you think that affects the Denver Nuggets?
I think it plays better for Miami. Miami wants you to shoot a lot of threes. They want to get fast break points. They want to get weak outs, get the easy points. I think one of the things I've been saying, you know, dealing with Max Kellerman Daily, who's, you know, the face of ESPN boxing, we give a lot of boxing analogies.
Okay.
And what I would do if I were Jokic, if I were Michael Malone, game planning against a guy like Bam Adebayo, is I'm going to make this a phone booth fight. Right? Mm-hmm. It's not going to be a lot of space. I'm going to give you body blows. And one of the things that kind of frustrated me about Boston is like, man, if something is working, keep running it. Run it to the, oh, you know this in football. You run the same, look, I'm going to run the same play until y'all stop it.
Right.
When y'all stop it, then great. Right? But like, if that's Jason Tatum on the block, keep giving him the ball. I will keep giving Jokic the ball on the block.
Yep.
Every single time.
Yep.
Find a way to stop it. I saw the way Jokic was able to punish AD, and Bam is a good defender, but he's not AD's caliber, nor does he have AD's height, nor does AD's size, right? So they're going to be playing at a disadvantage. So once again, Eric Spoelstra is going to throw double teams. They're going to play smaller. They're going to try to, you know, mix up the coverage. Jokic's ability to get in operating positions on the court where he can bang, turn, read, make a play, and react, right? I think that sets the tempo for the ball game because there is no answer for Nikola Jokic down low on that block, and that's where I start.
What's the answer for Michael Porter Jr. for the Heat? Who's ringing that bell? How are you stopping him?
Well, let me ask you guys a question about this. One of the things that I saw in the last series about MPJ is I just don't need him to settle all the time. It seems like he rarely puts the ball on the ground to attack the rim, and I don't know if it's like the injury history.
He's been better this year. I know what you're saying, yeah, but he's been better this year.
A little bit.
I agree with you. A little bit. I mean, I saw in the last series where it became like, oh, I'm a 1-2 dribble guy shot. I'm like, no. Like, get back to attacking the rim. Get back to getting to the free throw line. Because if you play that way against Miami, you're playing into how Miami wants you to play. They want you to take long twos. They want you to take contested threes. Look at the series just against Boston. That's what Boston did. So, like, I'm trying to refocus Michael Porter Jr. by saying, yo, man, I need you to get to the free throw line 6 to 7 times a game. Like, you should be living at the free throw line. Let's post up. Let's be a little bit more physical. Let's be ready to catch and shoot off of Jokic. But also, let's just not settle for threes. Let's dribble, drive, and attack the rim.
You picking the series? I don't know if you do this or not. You picking a winner of the series or not?
I'm picking Denver, obviously. I've been with
Denver
the whole year.
All right.
Love it, Jay. Love it.
How many games?
See, I'd rather not get into that. How did they win? Like, it doesn't say on the trophy, win in five. Win it. You know what I mean?
No, I love it. I love it. I'm the same way. I hate picking, like, as far as how long it's going to go, as long as they win that thing.
Hey, are you going to be out?
Oh, why? So I can come back on the show and D-Mac can tell you I was... You were wrong.
He's trying to bait you. That's exactly what he's trying to do.
Right, hey, are you guys traveling for any of this, or are you just back in the studio?
I wish we were traveling for it, but unfortunately we won't be. All right. But don't worry. I will be yelling from the mountaintops, D-Mac, and letting the whole world know.
We love it. All right, we will check in with you relatively soon, my man. Nobody from a national perspective has had the Nuggets back like you, so, boy, you get your flowers. You get your victory laps. I hope Keyshawn and Max are giving it to you, man. I hope you're they know what time it is.
Max, trust in Jay.
Let's finish the deal first, brother. Let's finish the deal first.
All right. And it'll end for the Nuggets in an undetermined amount of time, according to Jay Williams of ESPN. Thank you, Jay. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, boy.
All right, Jay Williams, courtesy of Elite Sportsbook.